Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
conceiving, conceiving go. Winter and summer, day and night, blessings of the Lord be forever. As long as the earth remaineth, seizing, conceiving, go. Winter and summer, day and night, blessings of the Lord be forever.
Season comes, season goes. I'm purchased by God. I'm born of His Spirit. I'm washed in His blood.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my I'm praising my
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Begin to tell the Lord, thank you, Father, we bless you. And we thank you, Almighty God. We thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings and your favor upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, O God. We thank you, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us. We thank you, Lord, you are Jehovah Nissi. The banner over us is love. We thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God. We bless your name, Jehovah. Adonai, we bless you. We praise you. Jehovah Rafi, we thank you for healing and delivering us. We bless you, O God. We praise you, O God. Jehovah Sikunu, you are our righteousness. We bless your name. Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless you, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. I am that I am, we bless your name, hallelujah, thank you for saving us. Oh God, thank you for breaking every boundaries and chains, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us, we bless you. We thank you for our children, we thank you for our grandchildren, we thank you for our spouses. We thank you, O God, for our siblings. We thank you, O God, for our nieces and our nephews. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And so, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Mercy upon us, O God. Mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us, O God, a sin of omission and sin of commission. Have mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon me. Mercy upon my husband. Mercy upon my children. Mercy upon Al. Mercy upon Tina. Mercy upon Ricky. Mercy, O God, upon Krista. Pray for your children. Mercy, O God. Mercy, your mercies are new every morning. O God, we pray for mercy. Mercy, O God, for our children. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our grandchildren, O God. I pray for mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy for myself. Mercy, O God, for Apostle Boy. Mercy for Tina. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Mercy for Al. Mercy for Ricky. Mercy for Crystal, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Mandakai. O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, mercy, mercy for Kamari. In the name of Jesus. Mercy. For Makari, mercy, O God, mercy for Makari, in the mighty name of Jesus, mercy for Christian, mercy, O God, for CJ, mercy for Joshua, mercy for Zechariah, mercy, O God, mercy, O God, be merciful unto us, O God, seeing that we have fallen short of your glory, mercy for each and every one, under the sound of my voice and their families, O Father, we thank you for your mercy, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh God, release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the network, this radio service, the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways. Release the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace. Release the blood of Jesus over the network. Release the blood of Jesus over our dwelling place. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over our dwelling places. The blood of Jesus over our cars. The blood of Jesus as we go back and forth for work. The blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We cover our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Their schoolroom, their classrooms in the blood of Jesus. Their buses as they go to school in the blood of Jesus. We cover their school in the blood of Jesus, their schools in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Prosper the work of our hands. We cover the works of our hands with the blood of Jesus. Our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be a hedge of protection around us. Oh God, we thank you for the precious blood, the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We speak healing to our bodies. To the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oria ma santeria, coria ma se. Oria ma kaya se te 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 ka. Oria ma coria ne se te te ya ko. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. Father, I soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our wombs in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Put a hedge of protection around our children with the precious blood of Jesus. A hedge of protection around us with the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put on the full armor, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on our spouses, armor on our children, armor on our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, armor on each and every one of us, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our children. Be a wall of fire around our spouses. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren and the glory within. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and our families and the glory within, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives. Let your holy angels assist us. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, oh, God, that the holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, assigned to the prayer line, assigned to the radio, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your holy angels come, oh, God, this morning and minister your will to us. Holy angels assigned to our lives, oh, God, individually, oh, God. Father God, we call you, we ask you to send them, oh, God, to be with us and doing your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus, warring on our behalf, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the holy angels, oh God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, move in our midst, touch our minds, touch our thoughts, touch our heart, Holy Ghost. We surrender totally and completely to you, Holy Spirit. To you, Holy Spirit, to have your way. This morning we pray for fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. In the name of Jesus. The fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday. Not the anointing from yesterday, oh God, but the fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We worship you, O God. You said that we should worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. Father God, give us a heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone. Help us to worship you, worship the Lord, Holy Ghost. Because God, you seek those who will worship you and do your will. Because of the love we have for you in our heart. Father God, your word said, a broken and a contrite heart, oh God, oh Father, you will not despise. Oh God, you said to us, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man, the flesh will fail us, will be shut up to glory. We come to worship you because we love you, O God. We love you and we desire a most intimate relationship with you through the blood of Jesus and the cross. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh God, how great you are. How awesome you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome again to those of you. Good morning and welcome to those of you that's just joining us. I'm gonna look at Joel 2. We're still talking about repentance. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we're gonna look at Joel chapter 2. Verse 25 says, please write this down. It's good to write these things down. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and a palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Hallelujah. The Lord is talking about restoring what you had, what we had the years. Kankara, I told you yesterday about redeeming the time. And when you look at restoration, you know that God is redeeming. Why? He redeems us because of the shed blood of Christ. There's no redemption without the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And restoration come, or redemption, through what? Repentance. We did repentance last week. But we ask you for mercy. Hallelujah. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So he said he's going to restore. If you read the whole Joel chapter 2, you'll see a lot of things in it. But I just want you to look at that particular part. He will restore. He will restore the years. Cankerworm. Some people that you're supposed to be at this point in your life. But you're not at that particular point in your life. Hallelujah. And so And sometimes we are not the place that we're supposed to be, that God wants, and we are supposed to be. Because of our disobedience, our hard-headedness, and it might not be right now, maybe when we're younger, your parents telling you to do this, do that, but sometimes you want to have your own way, or sometimes, you are rebellious, you did what you wanted to do, and then maybe you were not a Christian, and so you are in the world. So those are years that the enemy stole, because Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came so we can have life and have it more abundantly. God is a restorer. He's a redeemer. Amen? But the first step is repentance. And I'm talking about true repentance from the heart. True repentance. First of all, you ask God for mercy. You ask him to forgive you. Now, another thing I told you last week, to forgive yourself. Some people ask God for mercy, but they don't want to forgive themselves. They keep being hard on themselves. If God has forgiven you, there's no need to be hard on yourself. And then another thing, some people, they have friends who keep reminding them about what they were before or what they used to do before, okay? And then you're trying to live a life holy and righteous, and people say, oh, I can't believe so-and-so is a Christian. I can't believe I saw this person preaching, or that lady who used to be this way, or that man who used to be that way. Yeah, well, anyone. You are a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. You see, come to God and ask him for mercy. All the things we've done, he put it in a sea of forgetfulness. But humans will always remind you about what you did. And not only do they remind you, they slander your name. I can't believe she preaching. That woman cannot be preaching. Or that person cannot be doing this. They can't be in the church. They can't be singing in the choir. Or she used to do this. She used to do that. All things are passed away. And all things are new. So those are the kind of things you separate yourself from those kinds of things. Because now you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And it doesn't matter what people say. People will always talk. It's what God says about you. So when you go through that and you come to that redeemed, he has redeemed you by his blood. First, we're in the kingdom of darkness, but he brought us out into his marvelous light. We have the choice. The Holy Spirit convicted us, and we received Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. And he sends the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to teach us. Hallelujah. So these are the things, but don't let anybody take you back to where you left. The Bible says he will restore to you the years the kicker worms that think it, he will restore. Hallelujah. But God ready to bless you, your story can be turned around in a single minute. In a minute, that's God. Hallelujah. In a minute. You know, humans, like sometimes you have brothers and sisters in your family that love to see you with problems all the time. You have friends. All they call you for every day to find out what's going on and so you can complain. Because they enjoy it when you complain and you have problems in your life. And soon God changed your situation around. You will not hear from them because some of them, some, not all. Jesus has restored. Jesus has redeemed us. You are not in bondage no more. You are free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. When God restored Sarah, all those years she had who? Isaac. That means all the joy she was missing of having a child. When she had that baby, that was a different story. God restores. When God restored Joseph, if you all can remember, God had already said what he would do about you. When Joseph had those dreams, but look, his brothers were jealous and sold him. Joseph went through different things in Potiphar's house, in the prison. But what happened? God restored him. He became the second man in Egypt. God gave him wisdom to interpret dreams. At times your gift makes room for you because God's words spoken over your life will surely come to pass. Look what happened with Joseph. So I want you to see what God does. He's a restorer. He's a redeemer. Hallelujah. So regardless of what everyone might say about you, I am saying to you, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, as a prophet of God, if you believe it, you receive it, that God stole the years, that the kingdom worms has stolen from you, he is going to do it. And some of you are in the process right now that he's restoring to you. Hallelujah. Some of you were sad, walking around, glim. He will restore to you your joy. He will restore to you good health. Hallelujah. He will restore to you possession. Some people have issues with their property, their land. He will restore your land to you. He will restore your property to you. He will restore the money that has been stolen from you. God will restore that to you. Satan came to steal and to kill and destroy, but Jesus Christ came that you may have life, hallelujah, and have life more abundantly. I'm saying that your restoration is yours. 2023, restoration is yours. Receive it in your spirit and believe it. He will restore to you the years the king of worms has stolen. And then he takes me to Luke 8:23-48. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which she had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? But all denied Peter, and they that were with him said, Master, strong thee and fresh thee, and said, thou who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody touched me. I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hit, she came trembling and falling before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. What I'm saying to you, this woman, 12 years with this issue of blood, with this problem, but she was restored by who? Healed. That's how she was healed. What did she do? She pushed through the crowd. She was determined. Sometimes you got to be determined. I'm not going to be this way. I'm determined. I decided to follow Jesus. I will push. And sometimes you got to, most times when you're in the kingdom of God, you got to persevere. You got to push. Hallelujah. And you, those years were restored unto her. Finances, some of you will be restored in the name of Jesus. Relationship, be restored. Yet the Spirit of the Lord said, restoration. Coming to your household, if you believe the word, the anointing, if you don't honor the anointing that God placed upon my life, and I'm speaking these things, and you got doubt in it, when God is speaking through me to tell you that the anointing you will not receive because you do not honor the anointing upon my life. Hallelujah. I'm not speaking out of human wisdom. I'm speaking out of what God is speaking to me. If you see what I've prepared and you see how God has taken what I'm saying to you, God wants to bless you. He wants you to come back to good health. He wants to give you everything that the enemy has stolen for you. But you have to have faith. And you have to believe in the name of Jesus. Have faith and believe. Restoration. Some parents and children, they're not hardly getting along. Restoration coming to the parents and children. Siblings. Restoration, because Christ wants to restore us. God is not an author of confusion. He doesn't like chaos. He doesn't like all those things. When you see chaos, you know the enemy hand there. God wants us to love as he loved. Amen. Then to love one another as he has loved us. Hallelujah. He will restore the years that can go warm have eaten. He will restore your health. He will restore your finances. Anything that was lost, he will restore your virtues. He will restore. And you will live an abundant life in Christ Jesus if you believe. I'm only a messenger. Let us pray. Our Father, we bless you and we thank you for this word. You said weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, Father God, we thank you for divine restoration. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for divine restoration. Thank you for restoring us, oh God. Thank you for restoration in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for restoring. We thank you for restoring us, oh God. Restoring us to what you want us to be, oh God. But to do, we thank you. Oh God, we bless your name. Through our health, we thank you, Lord. Finances, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for complete and total divine restoration. Restoring our years, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for fruitfulness. We thank you for an overflow of blessings. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. the promises and the word of God, read Joel chapter 2. Take your time and read Joel chapter 2, and so you can see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying about restoration. Hallelujah. The Lord have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Bye-bye.